Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hello, I'm Carrie Samuels, your intuitive counselor and happiness coach with your March forecast. And this is going to be a wild month. It's full of adventure and excitement and a little bit of drama and all kinds of things. There's a little bit of everything this month. You know, it's one of those blue moon months. We had that at the beginning of the year. So a blue moon is when you have two full moons in one month. And this month we have on the 1st of the month and the 31st of the month we have a full moon. On the 1st of the month we get initiated with a beautiful full moon in Virgo. Now Virgo is a sign of discrimination. Now you're going to need that discrimination this month because it's going to be very emotionally charged. It's going to have a lot of high octane emotion because whenever we have full moons, that brings up more emotion. It brings up more intuitive energy. It brings up more of your psychic awareness. If you're one of these people that always lets things go, if you're one of those people that are like, oh, it's okay, it's no worries, I'll give you a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance, whatever, it's no big deal, I'll take it, whatever. If you're one of those people, whenever there's a full moon, that's when you really feel things more intensely, and that's why you may find yourself getting a little bit more aggravated or irritated during a full moon, because what happens in a full moon is that any emotion that you've been repressing or suppressing or oppressing in any way, all that stuff that you've been keeping inside of you and really not paying attention to comes up. That's what the full moons do. They bring your inner world to light. They illuminate what's inside of you, because that's really what the moon is about. It's about our inner world and reflecting that for us. So with these blue moons, you're going to be feeling like extra emotional. It's like that full moon energy all month long. It's really kind of a supercharged energy. So there's a little bit more emotion, a little bit more sensitivity, or actually a lot more. And we're going to be in the sun sign of Pisces until the 20th. Now, Pisces is a water sign, which is already very emotional and intuitive and psychic. So again, this is like amplified all month long. Now, Pisces being a water sign has no boundaries. Now, Pisces is a mutable water sign. So it's like the ocean. There's so much depth underneath there. There's a whole inner world waiting to be tapped into. All this beautiful life beneath what you can see. That's a lot of what is going to be happening right now. You're going to be, the sensitivity, the gift in it is that it's tapping you into all kinds of gifts and emotions and an inner world full of richness that you've been neglecting. But because you're more sensitive, now you know water, mutable water especially, has no natural boundaries. So that could make you more sensitive to other people's energy, because if you look at water, You see a reflection. So you're going to be reflecting off of one another in your relationships. And of course, they're going to be mirroring for you what's going on in your inner world. So if you find yourself being more irritated or aggravated or something, that's because you're meant to be processing some feelings that perhaps you've been repressing. So on that full moon, the first day of the month, it's really starting this whole month's energy. It's really kicking that off, right? In Virgo, Virgo's the sign of discrimination. So Virgo is the goddess that helps you separate the chaff from the wheat, right? It's to discern what's truly nourishing for you and what's no longer nourishing for you. So as things come up for you, it's really good for you to pay attention as people and circumstances are mirroring for you what's in your inner life, to ask yourself, what is this telling me? How do I really feel? Have I been repressing something about how I feel about someone or something? And really pay attention, because you're going to have a lot of chances this month to realize how you really feel, especially since this is a retrograde month. We're having our first retrogrades of the year. up until March 8th, we're free and clear. This whole year, up until March 8th, has had no retrograde planets. And then after March 8th, we're going to have retrograde planets the whole rest of the year. So if you have any unfinished business, especially backing up your computers and making any big purchases, that kind of thing, you would want to do it before March 8th if you can, because Mercury's going retrograde on the 22nd and Jupiter is going retrograde on the 8th. Now Jupiter's going retrograde in Scorpio, which is a water sign. Now Scorpio is all about your intimate relationships. Jupiter is an expansive planet, and it's the biggest planet in our solar system. So it's about abundance and manifestation. So when it goes retrograde, that's when your outward manifestation becomes more of an inside job. So you're going to be rethinking, reimagining. You're going to be tuning into how you relate to people and money and all your deepest relationships, and you're going to really be evaluating those or reevaluating those, because when we have a retrograde, we do the RE words. So Mercury is retrograde March 22nd for 3 weeks, and then that's in Aries. It's retrograde in Aries. Now Aries is a fire sign. All of our Mercury retrogrades this year are in fire signs, which are about your passion and how you move forward in the world. Now Aries is a sign of the self and really how you put yourself out there in the world courageously and really think for yourself. So a lot of the energy this month is teaching you how to be more sovereign, how to tune into your own passions and your well-being and not be so placating or accommodating to other people. And again, that full moon on the 31st is another reflection of that, because that full moon is in the sign of Libra. Now we have Aries sun at that time and a Libra moon. And so Aries and Libra are about the self versus relationship and how you find that balance between yourself and how you relate to others. So this is a big theme coming up all month with the Jupiter in Scorpio, with the Mercury retrograde in Aries, and with our super these blue moons that we have. So a little bit more drama to add to the mix. March 2018 is a 14 universal month. Now 14 is a number of change. It's exciting, it's dramatic. 14 is a number which encourages you to try and do new things. So we have even a drama in terms of these energies. So first of all, we have all this water energy, and then we have all this fire energy. Water and fire make steam. There's a little bit of drama there. 14 is inherently dramatic, that number. And whereas 14 is about trying new things and having some adventure, we have retrogrades, which are taking you back in energy a bit. So how do you put these two together? So what's going to happen is that things are going to come up for you that are going to help you realize and recognize and reevaluate how you feel about things. So pay attention. So when you have drama, it's not to punish you in any way, and you're not doing anything wrong. It's just something needs to be recognized. Something needs to be brought to light so that when you do move forward, you can try something new with how you're moving forward in your life. And that's what these retrogrades are about. They're getting you to rethink things so that when you move forward, you're doing things a little bit differently. So because this is a retrograde month, your three action steps are going to be RE things. So the first thing that I recommend that you do this month is remember what's important to you. So we have these retrogrades so that instead of you just moving forward with what you think your goals are and what you think your ideals are and what you think your intentions are, if you're losing sight of why you're doing things, then that's actually not helpful. So let's say that you are working really hard towards a goal because you want to make more money. And the reason that you're doing that is because you want to have more freedom or more time with loved ones, but then you're not taking your freedom or time with your loved ones now. Well, then what's the point of that? So this is to remember what's important to you so that you do those things now. Don't make your happiness sometime in the future. Whatever it is you think you're creating now, you are actually creating it by the actions you do now. So you want to cultivate that energy now. So remember what's important to you and do those things now. Don't put them off or don't work for them for a future something. Do those things that are important to you right now. So the second thing is to rekindle your passions. What is it that really lights your fire? Again, if you're going towards a goal or an intention because you're passionate about it, make sure that in the process of going for your dreams, that you're passionate in the journey, that as you're manifesting, you're doing it in a way that really still excites you. Make sure that you're having fun every day. Make sure that you're being with people that excite you and doing things that excite you, and do something that lights your fire every single day. Now, the third thing is to reinvent yourself. That's what this 14 energy is about. So as you're remembering all the things that are important to you and going towards your goals, you may recognize that the identity that was once you is no longer you. You're shedding some skins here. So what is your new identity? How can you change the way you present yourself to yourself and the world? Does that mean you want to change your wardrobe or the way you call yourself to other people? Or maybe it means that you join a new group of social groups somehow. 14 is a number of social groups. So maybe you want to mix it up with some different people, that maybe you become a little bit more spiritual and you want to find out those spiritual people, but you're afraid of how people will see you. Well, then start connecting with the people that are more in tune with the new version of you. And that's going to help elevate you as well. And I hope I've inspired you to have fun and to really be true to yourself and have a wonderful month. So I wish you a marvelous March and beyond. Lots of love and bye for now.
Thanks again for tuning into this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.